Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting. Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This on TikTok. I'm actually worried about you. Have you heard and seen these alleged videos that people are being roofied at the Abbey? I'm worried about you. You're at the Abbey all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's women. Now, wait a minute. I thought the Abbey was mostly a gay bar for guys. Not that women can't go, but what's the deal? Is it gay? Is it straight? What's the going on at the Abbey?
I mean, it's a gay bar, but the ladies love attending the Abbey.
Well,
you know where I did get roofied, honestly?
Where?
I'm sorry. I hate to... Look, it's not the owner's fault. I got roofied in Bridgehampton at Almond. They have gay night on Fridays. Mr. Cohn goes there. You might know him. Some people call him Andy. I call him... We're not going to say hi tonight, are we? I got roofied at Almond in Bridgehampton like 2 years. It's not the owner's fault, but I mean, I really did. Like, no joke. People getting roofied at the Abbey. I have not read this, but this is shocking.
Okay, well, first of all, it's alleged and it is on TikTok. And it's been a couple of women who say that, you know, they're leaving the bar and then they're almost like loved bombed by this gentleman who gets them to come back in. And then, you know, one woman was roofied, she alleges, in the group there, and then another person. And so there's a couple of warning videos on TikTok that are getting a lot of views and circulation and discussion that be warned if you go to the Abbey. You know, check, make sure you know that you have your drink and you're not putting it down and that you are not accepting drinks from a guy who goes to the bar, gets you your cocktail, comes back. So I just thought of you. I thought, oh my God, if my David is out there being roofied on a Friday night at the Abbey, I hope his friends are taking care of him. My God, I'm nervous for you.
I'm nervous. You know, my crew likes high tops better across the street. Anyone like high tops in West Hollywood? Directly across from Tom Tom, you can put the video, you could zoom in to see if Schwartz is there and if Sandy is there. Literally directly across the street. You couldn't have a better view.
Oh, but all right.
I'm happy to go to none of the West Hollywood bars. I find them all to be very, how can I say this nicely? Tacky AF, tacky as fuck. You know, that's just me. I'd like to go to like the Beverly Hills Hotel. I went on
Oh,
Friday night,
did
have a
you?
nice drink, have a second drink, and then just go home. Oh, speaking of which, this
Okay,
is
tell me.
totally, I need to give a shout out to John, the manager at Laurel Hardware
That's a good spot.
in West Hollywood, because I went in on Friday night after the Beverly Hills Hotel, and my friend was up at the, what is the word, at the maitre d' thing, and they were giving her a hard time because we did stroll in there with four people on a Friday night with no reservation. And then John saw me, a big fan of Behind the Velvet Rope podcast, and said, there will be no wait for a table. So, and this is the second time, John. So I would like to give a shout out to say thank you to John. Very much appreciated. Never, never, never does that go unappreciated. And I'm just very appreciative. And then he said, this Sunday, this major housewife is coming in, or this, yeah, Sunday. But I guess I shouldn't say, I mean, it already happened, but I mean, I shouldn't, should he be telling me this? But
Well,
thank you. And Laurel
okay,
Hardware,
it already happened. Who was it? Was it Kyle and Morgan?
Miss Jane and her gaggle of gays. So I don't know if it happened, but apparently this past Sunday, Miss Jane attended Laurel Hardware.
All
But
right. Well, we love Erica.
all is in confidence, John. I don't repeat things till after they happen. Love you and love Laurel Hardware. So everyone who goes to West
It's a good spot.
Hollywood, check out Laurel Hardware. Totally unexpected that that shout out was going to happen. But sometimes Sarah Fraser, what do you get the truth out of me, Sarah Fraser.
I don't know about that, but we love a good shout
What's
out.
keeping you up at night? All these firings
I
and
mean,
terminations and Bravo.
David, do you recall a bloodbath like this week on Bravo? Do you recall another D-Day that we experienced this week on Bravo ever?
No, and I almost feel bad. Now, this isn't sometimes I feel bad in my career. It's very, 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 like maybe twice in 2 years,
Okay.
4 years. But tomorrow on Patreon, I am doing, I don't know if expose, because expose is so self-indulgent, David. So settle yourself down. But I'm doing like a very slow, deep dive of what BravoCon 2024 cancellation really means. What is really going on at Bravo? What is the future of RHOP, RHONY, New Jersey, Atlanta? And I just go down and find issues with all of them. And when I am done, this thing lasted for over an hour and a half. And it is tomorrow on Patreon. And I have to say, even I was like, man,
Wow.
David, you just have a bleak view of this whole situation. So I don't know. Is it the reality? I'm not re-recording anything. I stay with my honest feelings in the moment, but it comes out not a pretty vision. Like when I was done, I'm almost like, man, I am such a negative fucking troll. Very, very calm. We took an hour and 15 minutes to just go franchise by franchise. And what really the cancellation of a money-making machine? If something's making money, why is it canceled? I have some thoughts. So that's tomorrow on Patreon. But Sarah, man, I gotta put on a happy face. I've been negative. It's a very negative episode. I'm gonna be honest.
Okay, but wait a second. What in your mind has been canceled? Because you and I were furiously texting. You know, tax day is when this all went down. So Robin Dixon fired, Crystal Minkoff fired,
Got
Candy
fired.
Gal pregnant, 13 weeks
Pregnant.
pregnant, big release video that looked like a sitcom, almost like a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air if it was shot in Washington, D.C. You know, NECA reportedly out. What else? I'm missing something.
Alexia divorce. Alexia Napoli divorce.
Alexia divorce.
Jennifer Pedantry, if anybody cares, is engaged.
So, what is so bleak for you about this? Or
Tomorrow's episode focuses on the cancellation, or I guess it never happened, of the 2024 BravoCon. Remember how Melissa Rivers wanted me to go with her? Remember how you
Oh,
wanted me to go with you?
yeah.
Remember how I wanted to just stay home in my pajamas with a large pizza and cover the whole thing from here? Well, BravoCon isn't happening. And I just spend tomorrow on Patreon talking about I don't care, and we'll move on because I don't want to do the whole same episode here, but I just think if something is making money, if there's a network and things are not making money, and then you have one thing that is making a shit ton of money, I mean, you don't cancel it. I don't know what you're doing in your business. I don't know what everyone listening to this is doing in your business, but I guarantee you this, if you're doing something that is making you money, it is not the thing that you're going to stop doing. Business negative one, not even 101, negative one. I mean, unless you have a
Wait a
lot of
minute.
lawsuits that you don't want to face.
You're assuming that they're being transparent with us. My lord, you've been in this game a long time. People always come on and say, oh, my brand, my YouTube channel, my network is making so much money. I can tell you this as somebody who is here in Hollywood, who pitches unscripted shows, who
Talk to me.
goes on auditions that she ain't ever gonna get, which I'm totally fine with. The industry is very, very bleak. Like this, okay. Everything that happened with this writer's strike, with that SAG strike, set everything back years and years and years. The jobs are not coming back. People are not watching these shows like they used to across the board. It's not just like Bravo. So you're assuming that they're telling us the truth, that this is some monster moneymaker.
I assumed
Do you think
BravoCon
it's
was making.
true? You think it's true?
I mean, the
I don't
VIP
believe it.
tickets were what, 1,500? The regulars,
Who
500.
cares? To rent Caesars out like that, their venue room, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Plus, you got to get insurance for all these people. Plus, you've got to bring in drinks,
You pay them, but
food.
you pay them little.
Well,
I don't know, Sarah.
probably Caesars covers, probably once you do a contract with them, maybe Caesars covers, the insurance and all that. But you've got to get all your stars there. They put the stars up at the Four Seasons. They didn't even stay at Caesars, which is nice accommodations. I mean, Andy, private jet, private. I mean, are you kidding? First of all, one, I don't think it's a moneymaker for them. I think they say that, but I think it's
Really?
really a fan appreciation and it's a great promotional thing for them because they know thousands of women and fabulous gay men and some a couple straight guys are going to come to Vegas and tweet all weekend long and do videos and they're going to be viral, viral, viral. You can't pay for them. I mean, that is. I think it's a wash for them. I don't think it's any great moneymaker. And,
Were there any straight guys there?
oh,
I thought
yeah, there
so.
were some good husbands, very
Oh.
sweet husbands that came to Vegas to support their wives. But then a lot of the women got there and they were like, God, I should have come by myself. I'm like, yeah, because the women are very friendly. Everybody's very friendly. The women and gay guys are like, let's go meet, let's go have cocktails, let's go do this. Everybody's like super nice. So,
Any single straight guys? Because they would get fucking laid, man. Single straight guys should go to BravoCon. They would get laid 24/7, babes.
That's actually a great idea. They shouldn't do that.
Right? I mean, come on.
Look, I made my predictions, and you by far are much more of a Bravo insider than I am. But I believe they are skipping it. First of all, I don't think it was ever a moneymaker, but I think it's a heck of a promotion, fan appreciation thing. They are skipping it because of cost. They are skipping it because, like we talked about, I think Andy is going to quietly, if not resign, become more in the background, more of a
Well,
consultant role. And then lastly, I think because they have so many lawsuits, so that is going to overshadow, that would have overshadowed this convention. Because I will say this, the fans are hot. I mean, they come up there, they booed Tom Sandoval,
we
they
talked about
trashed
all of
Teddy
this.
Mellencamp. And Bravo wants that. I mean, they set the tone of the weekend with Jeff Lewis kicking it off. And Jeff comes out in his shadiest, Jeff says, Crystal's trash. I hate this one. Kyle's a lesbian. Lick a lot of puss. I mean, they say all these things. So then the women in the audience are fired up. So they are not going to
We
put
talk
Andy
about
out
all of
there.
this
Okay.
tomorrow. We also talk about Andy's exit package. I got some advice from Mr. Cohn because, I mean, everyone wants to take my advice, apparently. No, it's a doozy of an episode. Look, we can agree to disagree. I think it's a huge moneymaker. We talk about the fans coming in hot. We talk about Andy's exit package. We talk about the lawsuits and we talk about the future of each of these shows.
Okay.
And you know what? You know who I'm worried about? I'm worried about Candace Dillard. You mentioned this. Here's the thing. I love a housewife that leaves. First of all, Candace is so smart because let's face it, if she announced her exit, I've said this before, if she announces her exit after the reunion, we're all going to think she's fired. There's just something about when you leave on your own, like you separate yourself from the dirt and disgust that is being fired. Now, there's no negative to being fired. I've said before, I've been fired from probably like 15 jobs, but certainly every job I've ever had has kicked me out. Lock the doors, they call me in, they're at the desk, they're shutting off my computer while they're talking to me. I get fired from every job I have. So there's no negative to it, but there is something about that I just love about someone who leaves on their own. We could debate all day. You could disagree with me. I think Candy Burris left on her own. So I think Candace, it's such a power move that she's leaving on her own. I think it's great. Like, I mean, I think she's leaving because it got so toxic and she's going to have a family. So it's just so wonderful. I mean, could you, and we're going to get into Alexia because that one would never leave on her own in a billion years. No offense. I have to call it like it is. I can't lie.
Okay.
But I really don't think Candace is thirsty. And I even saw a post on Instagram that was like, wow, I just want to apologize to Candace Dillard. And, you know, like she's at the end of the day, y'all had issues with her for years and now she's gone. And we lost a good one, guys. We lost a good one, right? But can I tell you why I'm worried about her?
Yeah. Hang tight, Miss Yontif. We got to thank a sponsor. We should have done this together, David, for God's sakes, because we both have OneSkin as a sponsor. OneSkin is the world's leading anti-aging skincare company. Oh, I'm in love with their products. I've been using their eye cream, their facial cream. Well, first of all, I say this about everything, but they're fragrance-free, which I adore. But they got everything from skincare routines, men's skincare products, if you want those. They're unbelievable. And right now, when you go to oneskin.co and you use the promo code TSFS, you're getting 15% off your entire order. If you are tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends, I am, overcomplicated routines... I literally one time went to, I think it was like a Sephora skincare specialist. I think she really wanted me to buy 12 products to put on between morning and night. I'm like, girl, no. I enjoy the simplicity of OneSkin and their proprietary OS01 peptide, which essentially goes beyond the skin surface down to those zombie cells. Those are the ones that create deep wrinkles, dark circles, laugh and smile lines. They help reverse those. Order now. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. And by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code TSFS at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with the promo code TSFS. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please say the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it, slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at HERO.CO. Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for Her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavor. Ah! Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of 5-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes two to tango. Conception for Her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20. 10 years ago, I lost 60 pounds mindful eating, and today I have kept the weight off. I never think about food. I never count calories. Honey, I don't even use one of those darn trackers or apps. I live with food freedom, and I want that for you if you are ready and you want it. And that's where My Optimal Body comes into play. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment, and be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment, plus a bonus free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for a customized plan. That is myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Why I wanted to partner with Dr. Applin is because he is a doctor that gets to the cellular and gut reason of why you can't lose weight and keep it off. They also work with your mental capacity as well. So many of us are emotional eaters. They address that, and their clients see long-term success. If you are ready to lose weight, keep it off, and you don't want to do crazy Ozempic, myoptimalbody.com and tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. I love her.
Because I respect that you're leaving, you're having the family, and good for you for putting your actual family over a fucking reality show. But it's a lot of money. But like this video that you refer to on her Instagram, I agree. It's like a 10-star production. It looks like The Fresh Prince from 1989 in the DC. There's special effects, there's music. So I just hope that Candy Gal knows that, you know, life away from Housewives is life away from Housewives. I just had Megan King on. Oh, you guys flocked to listen to that one. I told you this, the ex-Housewives that come on my show do better in the ratings than the actual current Housewives because they talk. Oh. But I just want Candace to know from that video, like, girl, like, are you going to miss that limelight just a little bit? Because this video suggests that maybe you're not ready to take a backseat. So I'm a little concerned, but I am all for Candace, and I do think she left on her own. And congratulations for starting a family and putting your actual life and family over a blip on a radar screen. That was like 6 years of your life, however many fucking years she was there. Go on, sorry.
No, I think that's a great, I think that is a great take. And when you step away from something where you get so much attention, it does drop off big time because people do move on and it's hard to recapture that type of fame. Now, she's going to continue her music career. I think she did it brilliantly. How many seasons was she on for?
I thought like five or six. I don't know.
So, yeah, maybe.
Ooh, the haters. How could you have a podcast and not know this? Fuck off. Suck the dick. I don't know. Five or six ish.
Wow. We're hot. I mean, we're hot today.
Yeah, we're hot today.
Okay. Well, whatever it is. I do think she did it really well. She used it for the money. All that money probably went to get her music career. And she's a great singer. People really, I could see her opening for somebody really big in the next couple of years. 100%. I'm trying to think like who's along her genre. Is Nicki Minaj too hard?
I agree. To me, just to me, Candy came into the Housewives already being Candy.
Yeah.
To me, Candace has given herself, like she has a real chance and to me has an identity outside of this. That's why it's the same thing to me. If Ariana leaves Vanderpump Rules, love her or hate her, she could be season six of hosting Love Island and her salary ain't going to be $1 million in season six. It'll be like 2.5 million. You know what I'm saying? Like Ariana has a real chance here to really have a long career. Elizabeth Hasselbeck, never has there been. I mean, she's the number one for me. You went on Survivor season two and then you went on to host The View. I mean, does anyone remember Elizabeth Hasselbeck was on Survivor? So to me, Candace really has this identity outside of Housewives. It's a real tour. It's real music. And she does acting. I think there's a real, to me, a real brand. And we'll get into Robin. Like, to me, there is no brand. And that's, I'm just being honest. The hats, this DNA, GNA, whatever the hell it is. Like, there's no, so I think Candace, I agree with you. Such a smart move.
Well played. You always want to leave the audience wanting more. And I think she just left on such a great high note, especially after that reunion. You know, I watched all three parts. Obviously, shout out to Gordon, who confessed that he has bipolar 1, which essentially he says if he could be classified as bipolar 4, he is the most extreme case of it, and he doesn't blame Mia for getting divorced. Honestly, I wish we'd seen that on the regular season. That to me was the realest, most, you know, weapons down, I think, sad. And we got a beautiful message from somebody that follows both of us. And he just said that growing up, his sister was bipolar untreated. And he said it was so devastating to the entire family at the time because they didn't know. And so he was so affected as a child. His sister was so affected, his entire family. Now she's on medication. It's better. But he has these lasting scars from it. And he said, you know, he understands how Mia would walk away. I mean, that is like what is so missing, I think, from so many of these shows. Those moments to me now are not filmed anymore for the show. The beautiful like conversations between Kyle and Mo and their kids, right, about their separation. We're getting those on a different show. I do not understand at the high level of production that is Bravo, how we are missing these actual real moments. So I think Candy played this brilliantly. I think she's going to go on to have it just an incredible career. Yeah, if you have something else, it's why I like Gina Kirschenhider. And I know people hate Gina and Emily on the show, but Gina has a whole life outside of Housewives. She does. She's a legit realtor. She's like Kelly Bensimone, as much as people hate Kelly. Kelly has a whole career out in the Hamptons in your neighborhood of high-end home sales.
She's here now too. She just got her California license. Kelly, let me just make it clear. Kelly really actually is selling real estate. When I went to Elizabeth Vargas's One Season Wonder from the OC, I'm going to be on her podcast. It's a business podcast and I'm giving free business advice, even though I could be booked on the weekends for that.
I want it.
She told me that Gina Kirschenhider is selling her house right now. She's in a new house. Elizabeth's house is gorgeous. It's on the, she said, my house is for sale by Gina Kirschenhider. I'm like, good for you. So like, that's a big ticket. Like Gina is working over there. Is she boring on the show with Emily?
I get it. I get it. She was so awesome to interview, but I understand how it doesn't translate on TV. But there's a lot. I'm curious what your thoughts are. I mean, the other thing, you and I sort of predicted this anyway. Robin Dixon is done. She's been fired. Good for Robin for being truthful about it, right? Because they all dance around. Oh, I'm taking a hiatus, and we mutually parted ways. Robin's like, look, I'm emotional about this because she thanked Jizzy Jizz on their podcast and was sad to see the green-eyed bandits, you know, are going to be no more. But she was canned. And I think we knew that was coming, right? I think they wanted to see when Juan didn't show up to the reunion. I could have told you right that second, it's finito. Ashley Darby was on my show. She said, this is it. This is all we're going to get from Robin. We aren't going to get any more, whether he did cheat, he didn't cheat, whatever the truth, we're done. You knew it was coming. What do you think of that firing?
Well, I think that was the nail in her coffin, but I mean, don't get me wrong. If Juan showed up for the reunion, Robin would still be fired. It's just, I want to put that out there. Robin was, look, a lot of it is the franchise. The franchise is broken. So somebody got to be the scapegoat. Somebody got to change this around somehow. So no surprises. I think there was nothing Robin could have done. I think if her and Juan had some explosion in the real world, that wouldn't have saved her job. We already did that. I think she went into the season being last ditch effort and she just doesn't have it. Mind you, and I want to talk about the OC, which is apparently coming right out. They're rushing it out afterwards. Like, girl, 8 seasons? Hold your head up high. That is longer than 90% of the people. Like, you did good. Robin has been on longer than fucking Jennifer Aiden on goddamn fucking Jersey. Robin, I mean, it's 8 seasons. So Robin, and by the way, Candace was on 6. My like control room just let me know that. But Robin, you know, 8 seasons, girl, like, good job. Come on. But got emotional. And in retrospect, I mean, I don't know. I've been hard on Robin over the years. So I'm sorry, Robin.
Can we all take a pause here? Excuse me. I feel like Mr. Yontif is getting a little, I mean, I don't know that you have many emotions, but I feel like there's some mist maybe in the room.
Sarah, tomorrow's Patreon show about the cancellation of BravoCon and what this really means. And all to your point, all the fucking lies that are being told. I am so coming for Bravo and all this bullshit that I'm trying to show a softer side here a day before so that everyone bears with me tomorrow. Look, I mean, wow. Robin makes better TV to your point than Kirsten and Simpson, Kirsten Simps. I feel Robin's more interesting than the lawyer from the OC. I do. I really do. So, I mean, is she, this is a well-deserved firing. You didn't give us anything with Juan. You still didn't. You had your chance. I don't, it just is what it is. So good luck. I don't think Robin will be back. I think girls' trips are over forever in the US. I know we just had a foreign one. I don't think Robin is, I don't know, maybe we could, we already tried the night TV show with Hannah Berner and Giselle, and I just think—
No, that's done. They're not going to do any more late night show. They're,
no.
As somebody myself who's always wanted to be like a late night, and I mean, I would be no, Ed McMahon.
That format's gone.
It's gone. It's done. I'm telling you, if you even go into a pitch room and go, hey, I've got an idea for a late night show, they like, the entire room is like, pass, pass. If you have a game show— pass. They're interested. If you have a dating show, they're interested. True crime.
But if you have a workplace drama, they have a, they're interested if you're a real group of friends like on Vanderpump Rules. So if you think your office, guys, is full of hot, interesting, young people, send in a pitch to someone because they're looking for that.
Yeah, but it's got to have a twist. Everybody says that. Everybody listening to this is like, oh my God, I work for Chase Bank and we're crazy. We turn up. Look, unless somebody is stealing from the bank and there's a little person there and there's also a person that's, you know, only uses their feet to do their makeup. Like it has to be so compelling and like a circus now. They're not. I don't want to give people false hope. Okay, wait.
The OC apparently is, yeah.
Okay,
go
wait.
On.
Well, let's finish with RHOP and then move on to RHOC and also Crystal Minkoff. What do you think? NECA is gone? A lot of outlets saying yesterday, NECA gone.
Yeah, I mean, I hate when these people, like, it's the same thing with Robin when they're like, exclusive tea, like Robin's fired. Like, she wasn't really. I mean, she is now. I mean, I know she's a little bit, but like, I mean, duh. I mean, is NECA going to be kept? Is there any chance that NECA is going to be kept?
Yeah, is there any chance?
No, I don't think so. I really don't. And by the way,
Horribly boring.
Yes. So I just think, you know, and look, maybe I've been wrong. I mean, maybe I say OC is headed for a long pause. Maybe this is it. This is all it took. Candace leaving and NECA being let go, probably, and Robin being let go. And maybe we're now all set. We're going to ride into the future with a Grand Dom and Jizzy Jizz and Mia and Ashley and...
Wait a second. Do you believe that RHOP is on a very, very long pause? Is B canceled? Or C, are we doing a furious casting in the Washington, D.C., Prince George's, my old stomping grounds, PG County, baby, Waldorf, down in the Dorf? Are we looking for two more fabulous, messy women? What is your prediction?
Well, I've been saying I thought it was going on a long pause, but what is strange to me is Robin's firing gives me... What's the word? Gives me, I guess, I don't even know if hope is the right word because I don't necessarily hope that it returns. I hate to say it, but it gives me hope that, I guess, I don't know what else other word to use, that Potomac is not on a pause. Because like if it's on a pause, nobody knows anything. It's the Candy Burris. We haven't heard what's going on. I'm tired of waiting. I'm going on tour, you know, with my girl group. So if it's a pause, you don't really let someone go, I don't think. I think it's just like in a state of limbo. Is Robin fired? Is NECA fired? Is Wendy fired? Is Giselle fired? I don't really think you let someone know you won't be coming back. Do you know what I'm saying? Like if...
Oh, you think if pause. You think if this show was paused and being phased out, they wouldn't have contacted anybody. It just would have been like Candace gone and everybody were just going to like wait and see and we'll be in touch.
Yeah, I really do. Like we have the Beverly Hills casting now with Crystal because we're ready. Like it's when we're ready to announce what's actually happening. We have to say Crystal's gone. We can't just say we're filming Beverly Hills. So I think there's no incentive to really let Robin go. No, I know Robin announced it herself, but I mean, you wouldn't even let Robin know. Like, typically, you don't really fire someone. You send out contracts for who's coming back, and you don't get a contract. And then lately, you're starting to get a call. In the olden days, you didn't get a call. You would just say, oh, wait, Margaret Joseph's got a contract. Teresa got a contract. Jennifer Aiden got a contract. Oh, shit, my name is Jackie Goldschneider. I didn't get one. It's 2 days later. Fuck, I'm not getting one. That's like the old way of doing it. That's how you found out. So I think now reality reckoning, lawsuits, I think lately you've been getting a courtesy call of thank you for your time. Mm-hmm. But I don't, I think if it was really paused, Robin would not get a call. It would be like the RHOP has ended and we will see you all in the future when we figure this out. And when they figured, you know, we were casting and we're looking for girls. And I think then you find two people and then you give out the contracts. And at the same time, you call Robin and say, the contracts went out today. It's October 15th and you didn't get one. And then she could announce, hey, I'm not coming back. But you have that false hope. I just think that's how business is done, and that's certainly how Bravo did it. So the fact that Robin knows that she's not coming back makes me think that things in the OC might, I mean, things in the P might be moving forward way faster than I originally thought.
Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12, and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right. You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life. How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. Wow, that's a huge prediction. I thought it's, I feel like this is like,
I don't know.
Long hiatus. So do you think they're recasting anybody or no? Do you think they're going to look for other women or do you think they're going to move forward with? Because I do think it will be fascinating.
No, I think you definitely need other women.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Mia and her new man on TV, Jizzy Solo Dolo, is going to be good. Karen
with
Hugo,
no storyline, but she'll find something.
Zip zero. It will now be helping Karen to go to rehab because Karen DUI. Did I already say? Oh, Ashley Darby. I think Ashley Darby already revealed dating somebody in politics. I don't know that he wants to be on camera, okay. But this could be high profile. She's going to be launching some other projects. She's got a business, we all know, with Jizzy Jizz. Okay, so Giselle, Mia, Karen, Ashley. Does this professor, I say the professor stays. I think they move forward. And then who's the messy one they brought out on the third reunion? I can't remember. She was like involved with the fight. But I think they keep her. I think
Fraggle
they try
Rock?
Her.
Deborah?
Is that Fraggle Rock? Yeah. Okay, maybe that's her.
I don't think, I do think they're going to keep everyone else. I don't think they're bringing Deborah in after that fight. But what will the professor be giving? I mean, I think they're going to keep her now. Yeah. But what will the professor be giving us next season? I'm just asking for a friend. A friend of mine would like to know what the professor is going to be doing on the TV. Can you please tell me that? Mia is authentic. I mean, Mia has things to say. Yeah. Mia's going to be the new Candace. She's going to be the actual person that brings her messy life to the real TV. Justice for Mia. I want to apologize to Mia today. I've been too hard on Mia.
Does Wendy become friends with Jizz or Karen? I don't know. I mean, I know what you're saying.
Do we even care? Do we care about the professor? I'm just asking.
I think the same friend wants to know. I think this show has one more season in it. I think it has one more season. All right, David, we'll be back tomorrow. Oh my gosh, more tea. Now we're going to head to RHOP. Crystal Minkoff this week announced that she won't be back. So who is the set cast for next season on RHOBH? And did Kyle and the women get together and demand that Crystal be gone? We have all that and an RHOM divorce that also happened on D-Day. A lot went down this week. So join David and me tomorrow. Bye, everybody.